So before we hit the break, Charles, you were going to answer the question about how you knew your wife was numero uno.
I mean, pretty much after we were introduced, you know, I started seeing her everywhere. And it was weird because...
She's stalking you?
Is that she was, yeah.
I think she was.
That, but I liked it.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
No, you know, it was really funny because it was... I remember seeing her maybe like a year before, just having caught my eye and just seeming really unique. But then I started to see her everywhere. And this was kind of a... This was in college days, right? So... Come to find out, we had like three classes back to back. Never saw her before. See her every day now. You know what I mean? Now all of a sudden, she saw you. And she saw me, right? So one day, you know, we bumped into each other. And, you know, I was like, hey, you know, you following me? She's like, no, I think you're following me. I was like, all right, I'll admit it. And then, no, I'm joking.
Oh my God, this is a movie.
Yeah, a little bit. But pretty much, I was like, yeah, we should hang out, you know. So we exchanged numbers and got on the phone. Her voice. She was the most authentic person I'd ever spoken to in my life, bar none. I remember stopping and saying, "It is really easy to talk to you. You know, you're the most authentic person I've ever spoken. Genuine." And that was it. I mean, I think we spoke a bunch of hours that night, but that day, you know, in my own head, I was like, "Oh, I just met my wife."
Wow. You see that? That girl with the four kids in 4 years? He knew from jump.
So I had to
leave him alone.
I had to play real cool for the next couple of months. Right. So I ain't scared the hell out of her, you know. But, yeah, that was it.